This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
Hello there, and welcome to the special edition of Angry Old Man Podcast. And today we're going to share with you a special hookup we did with Livestream for The Cure.
Indeed we are, Robert.
But before we get to it, I think we should get to a joke.
Oh,
opening
yeah.
joke. What do you think, guys?
Well, that is a great idea, except I don't have a joke.
You don't have a joke?
No.
Oh, what a shame. Oh.
I've got nothing in my joke portfolio.
It's empty, huh?
Nothing in your joke portfolio. Huh?
No. Robert is right. My joke portfolio is empty.
It's sort of like your head. There's nothing there either.
Come on, man. You know, you always have to start messing around with me.
Wait a minute. Did you just say Stark?
Stark? Stark what?
You just said you always have to Stark messing around with me.
I did not say you always have to Stark messing around with
me. You sure did. You said Stark.
Robert, did I say Stark?
I heard Stark.
That's what I heard, Stark.
You want me to play it back?
No, that's not necessary. I meant to say start.
Start?
Yes.
I start what?
You always start to attack me. Whenever I start saying something, if I screw up a word, big deal.
It's a wrong word.
You immediately go on the attack.
I think it's funny.
You think it's funny?
Yes, I think it's funny.
What's funny?
You screw up words.
It is a little funny, Curly. Come on.
You think it's funny, too?
Yeah, it's a little funny, especially when he jumps on you.
Well, you don't see me jumping on him.
Like hell you don't. Oh, man, the word is not even out of my mouth. You're already on top of me.
But do I jump on him, Robert?
You're all over him like a cheap suit.
Yeah. Well, he deserves it. That's
what the hell do you mean deserve it?
Yeah, you deserve it. You're just a pain in the ass most of the time.
I'm a pain in the ass most of the time.
Yes, you are.
Well, you're not so pleasurable to my ass either.
Well, guys, I'm going to kick you both in the ass if you don't knock it off. Let's get to the opening joke.
But, Robert.
So we can get going here. Come on.
Fine.
All right, Curly. Your portfolio is empty as your head and
Robert.
Cheeks. How about you? Do you have a joke?
Yes, I do.
Good.
I happen to have a joke.
Okay, let's see how funny your portfolio is.
All right, so an old Doberman.
A Doberman?
Yes, a dog.
A dog.
Yes, Curly, a dog.
Yes, an old Doberman starts chasing rabbits.
Yeah.
And before long, he discovers that he's lost.
He is lost.
Yeah, he's lost.
Does he start crying?
Yes, he had tears going into his ears.
How can tears go up into his ears?
Yeah.
Come on, Curly, stop interrupting.
Robert, he said the tears were going into his
ears. Yes, they were going into his ears. All right, so this old Doberman is chasing rabbits and he is lost.
Yes.
Okay.
He discovers that he's lost and he starts wandering about.
Yeah.
He notices a lion.
Now he notices a lion.
Yes, he notices a lion heading rapidly in his direction with the intention of having lunch.
Lunch?
Yes, lunch.
And what was he carrying his lunch in?
In a little lunchbox.
In a little lunchbox?
Yes.
Come
on. In a little lion lunchbox. That's what he was carrying. What the hell are you talking about? What was he carrying his lunch in?
Well, come on, Curly.
What, Robert?
Lions don't carry their lunches with them.
Well, then what the hell was he going to eat?
The fucking dog. What do you think he was going to eat?
He was going to eat the Doberman.
Yes, I said he was intending to eat the old Doberman. That's what he was going to have for lunch.
Oh, the poor Doberman.
Yeah, poor Doberman is right.
Yeah.
The old Doberman thinks, oh, shit, I'm in deep trouble here.
He was.
So he noticed some old bones on the ground close by.
Okay.
He immediately settles down to chew on the old bones with his back to the approaching lion.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Just as the lion is about to leap, the old Doberman exclaims loudly.
Yeah?
Boy, that was one delicious lion. I wonder if there are any more lions around here.
Oh, boy, that was a close one, wasn't it?
It sure was, because hearing this,
the
young lion halts his attack in mid-stride, and a look of terror comes over him, and he slinks away into the trees.
And then what happened?
So the lion says, Phew, that was close.
Phew?
That old Doberman nearly had me.
Is this a Shaggy Dog story?
Robert, come on, don't interrupt. The man is telling us a story.
It's long.
Yeah. So what happened next?
Well, there was a squirrel.
A squirrel?
That's right, a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Who had been watching the whole scene from a nearby tree.
Yes.
And he figures he can put his knowledge to good use and trade it for protection from the lion.
Oh.
So off he goes.
Where did he go?
Where the hell do you think he went?
I don't know where he went.
He went after the lion.
Yeah. Oh, he went after the lion.
Yeah, so he catches up with the lion, and he spills the beans and strikes a deal for himself with the lion.
I'll bet you the lion was pissed off because the Doberman outsmarted him, right?
Robert, who the hell's telling the story? You or Cheeks?
Come on, Curly.
Cheeks, don't listen to him. Okay. Was the lion pissed off?
Yeah. Oh, the lion was furious at being made a fool of and says, "Hey, squirrel, hop on my back and see what's going to happen to that piece of shit conniving canine when I catch up with him."
So did he catch up with him?
Oh, he sure did. Now, the old Doberman sees the lion coming with the squirrel on his back, and he thinks, "What the hell am I going to do now?"
Yeah.
But instead of running, the dog sits down with his back to his attackers, pretending that he hasn't seen them yet.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just when they get close enough to hear, the old Doberman says very angrily, "Where the hell is that damn squirrel? I sent him off an hour ago to bring me another lion."
Another lion? I don't get it.
What the hell do you mean you don't get it?
When did the squirrel make a deal with the old Doberman, huh?
He didn't make a deal.
But you said he did.
The old Doberman outsmarted the squirrel and the lion two times. That's what the joke is all about.
Oh, yeah,
you messed
Curly.
Up my joke again.
I didn't mess up your joke. Your joke stinks, man.
You're a prick.
You're a prick.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like that condom you used to keep in your wallet. It was there, just in case. But after years of non-use and the foil wearing away, it finally had to be tossed out, leaving you with an empty hole in your wallet and your soul. Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We just want to make you happy. Make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh until you crap your pants. Come on, work it out.
You crapped your pants with that joke, Cheeks.
I'm going to knock the crap out of you if you don't stop interrupting me and messing up my jokes.
You want to take it outside, huh?
All right, let's go outside.
Nobody is going anywhere. Just knock it off, please.
But his joke was not funny,
it
Robert.
Was.
His joke was funny. You just weren't paying attention, that's all.
No, he wasn't. Was too worried about what the fuck the lion was bringing his lunch in.
You said he was going to eat lunch.
The lion is going to bring a fucking lunch in a little lunch pail.
I don't know.
What are you, retarded?
It could have been a bag. You could have brought it in a, you know, brown paper bag.
Come on, Curly. Well, a lion is going to bring his lunch in a brown paper bag.
It could have.
You're just being ridiculous now.
You've never seen Bugs Bunny open up a lunch pail and eat his lunch.
Did I mention Bugs Bunny at all?
Yeah.
Did I mention any cartoon character at all?
No, but they were speaking.
Oh,
the lion was speaking. The stupid squirrel was speaking. The Doberman was speaking. So what the hell was I supposed to think?
Boys, I'm going to ask Mr. X to take away the opening joke from you.
Yes,
idiots.
Edna is right. You are
idiots.
You're
just being ridiculous now about a stupid joke.
Yeah.
He's just jealous because he can't tell a joke.
He never
has a joke, and then when he does have a joke, it stinks. So when I tell a joke, he does everything he can to sabotage it.
I do not.
You're sure as hell do.
Mr. Cheeks is right.
See?
What do you mean Mr. Cheeks is right?
Yes.
You do try to upstage me. You try to upstage everyone.
Yeah. I do not.
Yes, you do, because you have to have the light shining on you.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Cowboy? What the fuck are you talking about?
Ask Glenn Campbell to explain
it. But he's dead.
Okay, enough now.
Robert.
We are here for a special occasion, and you guys are arguing like idiots.
Yes, we are are about to go live on live stream for The Cure 2023.
Yeah.
And you guys are arguing.
I'm very sorry, Edna. I just couldn't help it.
I'm sorry, too, Edna. I apologize.
I apologize as well, Edna.
Fine.
Tell us about this live stream that we are.
Yeah. Well, as you know, we were working on episode 237, but we had to stop.
We did.
Because it is time for us to participate in live stream for The Cure 2023.
Oh, our good friend Nicholas Haskins is spearheading this very, very important fundraiser.
Right.
And he invited us to take part in it, and we will be joining the network momentarily, and you will hear us take part in that special fundraiser. We will do two inserts, and I believe we're almost at a time where we have to join the network, right, Robert?
That is correct. We are going to do 10 minutes, and then Mr. X will be doing a live interview with Nicholas, because then he'll be busy doing that and not this.
Now, when you say that, what do you mean that versus this?
Well, honey, that is that.
Yes.
And this is this.
It's this.
Is that clear?
What Curly means is that.
Right.
And this is something else.
Correct. Yes, because this cannot be that.
But conversely, can that be this?
Yes, only if he's not doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, but what is that?
That is a live interview. He's going to speak as Mr. X. That's the that. This is The Angry Old Man Podcast.
Can we just stop this and go to that?
Yes, it's time for us to join live stream for The Cure 2023. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the live stream for The Cure 2023. This is the Angry Old Man Podcast. My name is Robert Q. Lichtenstein. And with me, I have my lovely bride of many years, Edna Jean Lichtenstein. Say hello, Edna.
Hello. Do I have to keep it to just hello, or can I say anything else?
Well, Edna, you can say anything you want when it's your turn to speak. But for right now, I'm just introducing everyone here.
So hello will suffice.
Well, for now, yes.
Excuse me, Robert.
Yeah, honey?
Do I have to keep it to hello, or can I say hi there?
Yes, you can say hi there.
Well, how come she gets to say hi there, and I'm stuck with just a hello?
Edna, I'm just introducing everybody right now. Will you please pipe down?
Yes. Now I have to pipe down, and she's over there saying hi there.
Well, that's my signature hello.
Signature.
Can I help it if I'm sexy?
Are you saying I'm not sexy?
I'll let the ear of the beholders decide that one.
The ear of the beholder.
Yes.
Edna, stop it, please.
Robert, she is telling me that I'm not sexy.
Yes, you're very, very sexy.
Oh, yeah. Why are you,
just stop it for a minute.
Why are you laughing when you're saying
I'm not laughing.
I'm just
trying to get this introduction over with. Please.
Fine.
Sitting across from me to my right is my best friend, Mr. Curly Fry. Say hello, Curly.
Oh, can I say hi there to you too?
Curly, I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm just kidding around, Edna.
Come on. You're making fun of me now.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's just playing around.
I'm just playing around, Edna. Come on.
And, of course, my other best friend, Mr. Harry Cheeks.
Well, before I say hi there.
Harry.
Are we co-best friends?
Who?
Me and Curly? Or am I a better best friend than he is?
Well, let me just say, what do you think?
But what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Are you
asking me what do I think? Or are you asking him, what does he think?
Well, who do you think I'm asking?
I don't know who you're asking.
I think he's asking me, Curly.
No, he's not. He's asking me.
I'm going to ask both of you to get the hell out of here if you don't knock it off.
Nice Robert. Going, Robert. Patrick.
What do you mean? What did I do now?
We have not even gone 5 minutes and you already managed to get everyone all riled up.
All I'm trying to do is introduce you people.
Yeah.
And you're the ones that are just reacting like idiots.
We are not idiots, Robert.
I agree with her. We're not all of us.
Harry.
Some of us.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Guys.
But not all
I
of
resent
them.
That, okay?
Curly, could you please put the resentment on the shelf for right now?
And
let's get back to why we are here today.
Yes, as Robert mentioned at the outset, this is the live stream for The Cure 2023, and we are the Angry Old Man Podcast coming to you live from the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates in Belaterra, California.
Yes. If you've ever listened to the Angry Old Man podcast, you know that Nicholas Haskins is a dear friend of ours.
Yes. And you also know that he's not such a dear friend of mine, but I am willing to put all that aside today and say that we are here to support Nicholas.
Yes, we are.
And the entire team of fellow podcasters around the globe and friends that he has organized for this very worthy cause.
Excuse me, Robert, but
what is it?
I'm sitting here offended.
Honey, we just got going here. What is it now?
Well, first of all, after all your bickering,
yes,
you did not properly introduce perhaps the biggest star of this podcast.
Who's that?
Me. You didn't introduce me.
I didn't introduce you.
Nope.
I'm sorry, honey. That's my bad. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest star from the Angry Old Man podcast, the one and only Ms. Honeydew.
Howdy-do.
Now it's howdy-do?
Yes.
What happened to your hi there?
I just like to change it up sometimes, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Honey, I think your howdy-do was delicious.
Thank you, Curly Q.
I think her howdy-do was beneath the dignity of what we're trying to do here.
Beneath the dignity?
Edna,
what are you talking about? What dignity? When did this podcast ever have any dignity to begin with?
I agree with Curly.
It's true. Shut up, Harry.
What?
I'll tell you what dignity I'm talking about.
What?
We are trying to raise funds here for cancer research,
yes.
And she's over here going, howdy-do.
Well, what's wrong with howdy-do?
Exactly.
I thought it was delicious. I'm sorry.
Yes. All right, everybody, let's knock this off, okay?
But Robert,
we are trying to do our part with the live stream for The Cure,
yes.
So please, let's just get on with that.
Honey,
you've been properly introduced.
Yes.
Curly, knock it off with the deliciousness.
All right.
And Edna, please, continue.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you know, anytime you come across fundraisers for different diseases, they are not that meaningful unless you or someone you know had been afflicted by that particular disease.
You mean like, for example, erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, how's that coming along for you?
About the cheeks? Come on, man. I wasn't talking about me.
Really?
I was talking about a friend of mine.
Yeah, how's your little friend doing?
The cheeks? Come on, man.
Come on, guys. Let's keep it serious, please.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it serious.
Yes, boys. Let's keep it serious.
Yes, me.
But what I was talking about was various forms of cancer.
Right.
And Mr. X, who is the creator of the Angry Old Man podcast, is a two-time cancer survivor.
In essence, all of us here on the Angry Old Man podcast are two-time cancer survivors.
We are.
And that's because all of us reside in Mr. X's imagination.
Unfortunately.
So whatever happens to him happens to us as well.
Yes, whatever he catches, we catch it as well. So that's the par for the course here on the Angry Old Man podcast.
I think it's also very important to mention that this podcast or this live stream was created a few years back when Nicholas Haskins lost one of his best friends.
Yes.
He was 23 years old.
Right.
To a rare form of cancer.
And it has galvanized him ever since.
Not just him, but a large group of people around the world.
Right.
And in the past 6 years, we've raised over $70,000 for the Cancer Research Institute.
Yeah.
This is the seventh year, and we'll be aiming to raise $25,000. So please donate whatever you can.
It is so very important.
Yes.
Incidentally, this was confirmed to Nicholas directly by CRI as part of the Immunotherapy Month's fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
All donations will be doubled.
Yes.
They will be doubled by CRI's benefactors if they are made in May or June. If we hit our goal, we will have raised $50,000 for cancer research.
Here.
So as you can see, it is so very important for you to go and click on the link and donate whatever you can.
Yes, but if for some reason you can't click on that link right now, you can do it later, and anytime between now and all of June, your donation will be doubled, as we already mentioned.
Yes, please do it right now. We also want to remind you on the next segment of the Angry Old Man podcast here on the live stream for the Cure 2023, we will be sharing with you how Mr. X discovered that he had cancer not once, but twice.
Yes,
and his journey
times.
To being cancer-free since 2019.
And of course, on the lighter side, we will also have some entertainment.
From
our very own Ms. Honeydew.
Oh, yes, Robert. I can hardly wait. I'll be performing for you one of my biggest hits. It was a number one song in the Philippines.
Number one in the Philippines.
Yes.
It's called Sexy Eyes.
Success.
I hope you will be here to enjoy it.
Oh, I'm getting goose pimples already.
Come on, Chase. Don't make fun. You should be excited.
I am excited to hear her say.
Oh, good. Yes, I'm excited as well, honey. I know you'll be fantastic.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I
perhaps
that.
Even a little delicious.
Delicious.
All right,
delicious.
You two, get a room.
Yes.
Speaking of delicious,
yes.
We will also be traveling to Las Vegas for a live feed with Enos and the Love Spuds.
Robert.
They will also be performing here on the Angry Old Man podcast as we continue contributing whatever we can do for this live stream for the Cure 2023.
Robert, why must you bring down the dignity of this fundraiser by bringing Enos and the Love Spuds here to perform?
Well, because don't you remember when Jerry Lewis used to do his telethon?
Yes. Right.
He would do it from Las Vegas,
of course.
He wasn't in Las Vegas, he would go to Las Vegas for some big entertainer to come along and entertain the folks who are watching. So all we're doing is just keeping up with the tradition and bringing an entertainer from Las Vegas here on the podcast.
But he's not a big-name entertainer.
He's
just a lousy Elvis impersonator.
I beg to differ with you, Edna. Elvis stole Enos's act. That is correct. They both grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi, and he was, as you remember, practicing in his garage one day.
Right.
Elvis rode by on his bicycle. He stopped and stole his act.
Drove by in his bicycle.
Actually, he rode by on his bicycle, not in his bicycle.
Fine. He rode by on his bicycle, and he heard Enos, and he stole his act.
That's how it happened.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Believe it, because after Elvis stole his act, Elvis became a worldwide star, and poor Enos went to Las Vegas, and today he's performing in the waiting room of the world's largest Jiffy Lube in Las Vegas.
God bless him.
I tell you, poor old Enos was ripped off.
He was ripped off.
He was ripped off, and when Elvis left, he just looked at him and said, ha ha. I'm going to steal your axe.
He said, ha-ha, I'm going to steal your axe.
Yes. Well, I made that part up, but he wasn't probably thinking about saying
that. Yeah, I'm sure he was thinking about saying that.
Sure. I am positive he was thinking about saying that. But we're going to have to say goodbye for now, but we'll be back with you a little bit later on.
Yes.
Here on the live stream for The Cure 2023.
Now go click on their link and donate some money, please. Thank you.
And we're back with the Angry Old Man podcast. While Mr. X is now doing that, which is his interview with Nicholas Haskins.
Oh, my favorite.
They're talking about the podcast and how he does whatever it is that he does.
So if he's being interviewed, who the hell is doing this now?
Mr. X.
Mr. X is doing this as well?
But how is that possible? How can be doing both things at the same time?
Yeah, because that already took place.
Yes. And what about this?
And this is taking place now, so that's how it all works out in the wash.
In the wash?
Well, yes.
What are we doing, laundry now?
No, we're not doing laundry. I'm just explaining how everything works out.
It's all very clear to me.
See? She knows.
Honey, this is all very clear to you,
of course.
Yes, of course. It's very clear. What we need to tell everyone is that they can still go and make a pledge or a donation to Live Stream for the Cure 2023.
Yes.
They will be taking donations all the way through June. So please go to Google and Google Live Stream for the Cure, and then you'll see where you can click on the button to donate.
You should also know that every donation made will be doubled during the month of June by the benefactors of the Cancer Research Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So please donate whatever you can.
Yes, please. It's very important for you to donate whatever you can and help find the cure for cancer.
We will also have that link in the show notes of this special edition of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Now, in case you're listening to this particular podcast in, let's say, 2027, don't bother calling, okay?
What the hell?
Nobody's going to answer the phone.
But what are you talking about? About 2027.
Well, you know, once a podcast goes out in on the internet, it's going to be there forever. So nobody's going to be answering the phone calls in 2027.
True, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, the possibility there could be someone by the phone, and, you know, they can say, I'm sorry, we found cure for the cancer, but we appreciate you calling us.
There is no phone number.
No?
No phone number.
No, there's no phone number. You don't have to call anybody. Just click on the link and with a credit card.
Right.
That's how you make your donations.
Well, that's a lot easier that way.
Yes, it is a lot easier. Now, we are about to rejoin the network.
Right.
And during our next segment, we will have some entertainment for you.
Oh, boy, do we ever. We have our very own Ms. Honeydew.
Yes, you do.
And you'll be singing what, honey?
I'll be singing one of your favorites.
Oh?
Sexy Eyes.
Oh, yes. Sexy Eyes.
Oh, yes. It was number one in the Philippines with a bullet. Yes, and the authorities in the Philippines still don't know who was behind that bullet.
Come
Mr.
on, Chase. That's not funny. Don't joke about the bullet. Yeah.
But she's the one that said it.
Well, I know she said it was number one with a bullet, but it doesn't mean, that there was an actual bullet fired.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
There was no bullet.
There was no actual bullet. No,
there wasn't.
No, there wasn't.
In
there
addition wasn't. To honey, we will also be taking a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
Live from the palace, it will be Enos the Penis and the Butt Plugs.
I thought they were playing at the world's largest Jiffy Lube in the waiting room of that lube joint.
Well, they closed at the Jiffy Lube.
Well, I'm not surprised that Jiffy Lube went out of business with that idiot singing there.
No, the Jiffy Lube didn't go out of business. They just closed their show, and now they have a return engagement at the palace.
jealous.
You know, Robert, every person in show business dreams about performing at the Palace.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure that Enos must be thrilled to be performing at the Palace.
It's the pinnacle.
It is the pinnacle.
The pinnacle.
And aren't we about to rejoin the network, Robert?
Absolutely, Cheeks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for us to rejoin the live stream for The Cure 2023. Hello there and welcome to the Angry Old Man podcast. We are happy and proud to be part of the live stream for The Cure 2023. My name is Robert Q. Lichtenstein, and I would like to introduce you to some of my cohorts here on the podcast. First of all, my lovely bride, Edna Jean Lichtenstein.
Thank you so much, Robert. Hello, everyone. We are very happy to be back with you here on the live stream for The Cure.
Some of the other people that are here
Excuse me, Robert.
Yes, honey?
Well, here she goes.
I don't mean to interrupt, but if Edna is going to take the role of a co-hostess,
well,
may I go to the tote board and kind of point to it like Vanna White does, turning the letters?
Honey, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
You want to go point to the tote board?
Well, if you're going to be a co-hostess, why can't I go to the tote board and point when they, you know, say, what is the total?
Sorry, honey, there is no tote board.
There's no tote board.
No, there isn't.
Well, this is a fundraiser.
Yeah.
So there should be a tote board.
Well, there is a tote board, but it's not here.
Why is it not here?
Well, because we are playing a supporting role.
Oh, Robert, when you say we're playing a supporting role, what does that entail?
Yes. Well, when the mainstreamers who are doing hours of streaming need some personal time.
Hold on just a minute, Robert.
What?
Do you mean to tell me that the only reason we're here
is
because when the rest of the streamers need to go to the can, they put us out.
Well, that doesn't sound right, Robert.
No.
You know, we work very hard here.
I know.
On the Angry Old Man podcast, and Mr. X is a cancer survivor, and now we're just placeholders for somebody that needs to go relieve themselves.
Well, it's not
so. What you're saying is, while the streamers are streaming in the can, we're streaming live to fill the time.
Well, there's more to it.
Well, you know, that's kind of demeaning, you know.
How so?
We're sitting here talking, and people are thinking some guy is streaming in the bathroom right now, and that's why these clowns are here.
Well, they could be eating us. Steak sandwich.
While they're taking a leak, they're eating a steak sandwich. What's the matter with you, Robert?
Well, they're not just going to the bathroom. They could be taking a lunch break or something.
Well, I guess a lunch break is a little more dignified.
Right. Of course it is. And, you know, they can't just be streaming all the time. Right, they have to take a little break occasionally.
Yeah. And they need to hydrate during the hours and hours of live streaming, because this is going for what? 2.5 days or so?
Something like that.
So they need a little break occasionally.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's our role here, is to support.
Well, I'm very happy to do my part to support.
Well, I'm very happy that you're happy.
Thank you.
Robert, can we resume with the introductions, please?
Yes,
and that makes me happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to my lovely bride, Edna Jean Lichtenstein, we also have my best friends, Mr. Curly Fries.
That would be me.
And Harry Cheeks.
I am so pleased to be with you here today.
And of course, the biggest star of the Angry Old Man podcast, or I should say, the star with most experience in show business, is the one and only Ms. Honeydew.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert.
And a little bit later on, Honey will be performing her number one song called
Sexy Eyes. It was number one in the Philippines.
With a bullet.
Yes, and the local authorities are still trying to figure out where that bullet came from.
But we are grateful that they missed and to have you here with us today.
It is such a pleasure for me to be here. and to take part in this live stream for The Cure 2023.
I'm happy too.
As you know, we are very happy to support our friend Nicholas Haskins.
Yes. We are.
And the entire team around the world.
Yes.
That has gotten together to raise funds for cancer research.
A very worthy cause.
And the Cancer Research Institute's mission is save more lives by fueling the discovery and development of powerful immunotherapies for all cancers.
Very well said, honey.
Oh, thank you, Curly.
Incidentally, many charities have very high overhead.
Yes.
But not the Cancer Research Institute.
So how much of the money goes to actual research at CRI?
At CRI, 88 cents of every dollar donated goes to actual research.
Amazing.
So you can be sure that the money you donate will be well spent.
Yes.
Incidentally, CRI is rated 96% by CharityNavigator.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can check it out yourself. CharityNavigator.org has rated CRI at 96%. That's pretty darn high.
Amazing.
Of course, CRI researches immunotherapy.
Which is what?
Which is utilizing the immune system to seek out and destroy cancer cells.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It has the potential to be able to treat all forms of cancer while also doing so in a far less destructive manner than conventional therapy, as it doesn't damage healthy cells and tissue like radiation or chemotherapy.
Naturally, all of us here at the Angry Old Man podcast are very familiar with radiation. We had undergone 8.5 weeks of radiation for prostate cancer.
Now, I know you're saying to yourself, Edna, you're a woman.
Yes.
How is it possible that you would have prostate cancer?
And it wasn't just Edna. I had it as well.
Well, we all had it.
Yes.
If I may break the fourth wall.
You want to do what?
Break the fourth wall.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, because I have some explaining to do.
And you want to destroy the fourth wall to explain?
Well, that's how it's done in the theater.
All right, go ahead and break the fourth wall.
Curly, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck was that, huh?
That was the fourth wall breaking like you wanted it, idiot.
Why the hell did you do that, Curly?
I didn't do it.
You scared the daylights out of me, Curly, too. Breaking that fourth wall.
But I'm telling you, I didn't do it.
You said you wanted to break the fourth wall.
Yes.
I heard you say it, too.
The fourth wall is the space which separates a performer or performance from an audience.
And you said you wanted broken.
But I didn't physically break it. Who played that sound effect?
I didn't play it.
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
I played it.
And who told you to play it, huh?
Well, you said I want to break the fourth wall, and I thought I'd help you out. Sorry.
Unless I specifically ask for a sound effect, do not play anything. You hear me?
Well, you're always telling us that you're a Shakespearean trained director of the Angry Old Man podcast theatrical society, so
I am.
I thought I'd help you out.
I don't need any help.
Yeah, I know. You're beyond help.
Chicks, knock it off, man. And I'm trying to be serious
here. Yeah, he's trying to be serious. Please, Harry, come on.
Now, where was I? What was I talking about?
Well, you said you were about to break the fourth wall and Harry played the sound effect.
Right. I thought he was going to like it.
I didn't.
Which kind of brought the whole thing to a screeching halt.
Yes.
But what you were about to explain is how is it possible that all of us could experience or actually contract a prostate cancer, the men and the women of this podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, all of us here on the Angry Old Man podcast reside in Belaterra, California.
Yes.
We do. Mythically. But in reality, we reside in Mr. X's imagination.
The figment of his imagination.
Exactly. We're taking up space in his figment.
The figment.
Yes, yes. He's the one that does all of our voices here.
That is correct.
Yes.
One man does all of our voices here on the podcast.
That's me.
Did you hear that, Curly?
What?
Mr. X is doing honey.
What the hell do you mean Mr. X is doing honey?
Curly, he's doing her voice.
Oh, yes. Her voice?
Yes.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's doing her voice. He's doing my voice.
Well,
he's doing everybody's
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, don't be so damn jealous all
well,
the time.
Yeah, stop with all this jealousy.
Well, I can't help it, honey. You know, for someone with less than eighth grade education,
yes.
You're very susceptible. To flattery.
And just exactly what does that mean?
Listen, well, let's talk about honey's lack of formal education and flattery a little bit later.
Yes, let's get back to that later. But right now, Curly, you were telling us how Mr. X, in essence, is all of us here in the Belaterra Mobile Home Park, correct?
Exactly. And if he catches some sort of an illness, we all catch it.
Yes,
yeah. If he's happy, we're all happy. If he's sad, we're all sad.
And if he happens to have a hemorrhoid, we're all gifted those same.
I think that was understood.
What if he wants a steak sandwich?
Again with a steak sandwich, well, Robert.
We have a steak sandwich.
Personally, I would prefer a vegan steak sandwich.
Well, he is a vegan, but he just likes to have a steak sandwich every once
don't
in a while.
Don't be ridiculous. Okay, he's not a vegan.
Well, I thought he was.
Well, he's not. So when Mr. X was diagnosed with prostate cancer...
Curly, before you go to the prostate cancer and how he found out that he had it, for the benefit of all the young guys in the audience, why don't you explain a little bit about the prostate cancer?
Okay.
Because young guys don't have to worry about that at this particular time.
Well, that depends on how old they happen to be.
Yeah.
Right. So let me be blunt.
Okay.
If you're a young man, very soon you will be an old man.
Seriously. It's very profound.
Yes.
If you're a young man right now, pretty soon you'll be
eventually. What if you're a young woman?
Well, you don't have to worry about prostate cancer if you're a woman, unless you reside in Mr. X's imagination.
Yes. So my advice is stay the hell away from Mr. X's imagination.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because normal women do not get prostate cancer.
No, they don't.
Only men do.
Yes, and only older men.
At about age 40 to 45, you should start having your prostate examined.
Exactly.
And you should start having the PSA in your bloodstream tested as well every year when you have your annual physical exam.
Now, what if you are a young man in your 20s or 30s?
Just go nuts.
Yeah.
And then enjoy your life. And then when you get around 45, start worrying about that.
Now, how did Mr. X find out that he had prostate cancer?
Well, Mr. X has a good friend who lives in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And his friend would come out to California every summer.
Right.
And they would get together and talk about, you know, how their lives are, how everything has been in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2019, his friend came out and he said, you know, I had a really tough year. I had prostate cancer. And I had to have radiation for about 8 or 9 weeks. And it was a heck of an ordeal that I went through.
I bet.
So Mr. X started thinking about his own situation. And he said, you know, I haven't had my PSA tested in a while. So he was due for his annual physical. And during the physical, he asked his doctor if he could have his PSA tested.
And they did.
Well, they did. And about 5 or 6 days later, the phone call came and they said, you have to go see a specialist,
yes,
a urologist, because your PSA was pretty high.
Long story short, Mr. X was told you have aggressive form of prostate cancer.
Unfortunately,
and I can tell you from my own experience what he experienced.
All of us.
He was pretty devastated.
He was.
Because when you hear the word cancer and aggressive cancer, which could end your life, your mind just goes everywhere. And the one thought that Mr. X had was, I'm not ready to go yet.
Nope. No, he wasn't.
No,
so
he, wasn't.
He got together with his surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him some options, surgery to remove the prostate
mm-hmm.
or radiation.
Right.
He chose the option to surgically remove the prostate.
Right.
Which turned out to be the right decision.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Because when they removed the prostate and sent it out for pathology, it came back that the cancer had spread outside of the capsule.
Right.
So now there was no option but to have radiation for 8.5 weeks plus hormone therapy for a year. And I tell you, that was no picnic.
No, it was not. So now every 6 months, we all have to go to see the urologist. We have our PSA tested, and thank God it's been zero ever since they took out the prostate. And it was so fortunate that Mr. X spoke to his friend and then asked his doctor to check his PSA.
Right.
So if you're an older gentleman, or one day you will be an older gentleman, please have that tested, because you could lose your life.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mr. X has a good friend who lives across the street from him, and his brother-in-law
mm-hmm.
came to him one day, and he said, you know, I'm having a difficulty urinating, and when I do urinate, it's only blood.
Yeah.
And the brother-in-law said, you better go see a urologist, like, quick.
Fast, yeah.
He did, and it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
When they did all the testing, he had stage 4 cancer that had spread all over his body.
Ugh.
And a few months later, he lost his life. He lost his battle to prostate cancer. So it's very, very serious.
Yes,
it is. It's very serious. And we implore you to, when you get of age,
get tested.
Have your PSA tested.
Of course.
Have your prostate examined. Because if you're vigilant, you can beat prostate cancer.
And we are here today as a result of that vigilance.
Yes, Mr. X beat prostate cancer.
And we are so thrilled to be able to participate in this live stream for The Cure 2023.
Yes.
And we also donate money to the cause, and we hope that you will as well.
You know, in the past 6 years, we've raised over $70,000 for Cancer Research Institute. This is our 7th year, and we are aiming to raise $25,000. So please click on the donate button and donate whatever you can.
And help us make CRI's new slogan, "For a World Immune to Cancer," become a reality.
Yes. Please remember, as part of Immunotherapy Month's fundraisers, all donations will be doubled if they are made in May or June.
That's fantastic.
Right.
If we hit our goal, we will have raised $50,000 for cancer research.
And that's a nice way to honor a friend.
Indeed it is.
Yes, right. It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's showtime here on the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yes, we promised you some world-class entertainment, and we have two superb entertainers for you coming up right now.
You're not going to bring Enos and the Love Spots right now, are you?
No, we're not going to Las Vegas right now. First, we have our very own Ms. Honeydew, who's going to go up to our little stage that we set up here. You want to go up there, honey?
Oh, sure, yes.
She's going to perform one of her biggest hits.
Robert, I know we didn't discuss this, but I brought my bagpipes as well.
Carly,
would it be okay if I play something?
No, because if you do, I'm going to kick you in the balls.
I will do it too. Curly, please put the bagpipes away.
Come on.
Just put them away.
Yeah. Fine.
I hate those bagpipes.
I don't know why you are also anti-bagpipe.
Because there is only one other thing that's more annoying than you.
What?
And that's your bagpipes.
That's not
right,
nice.
Curly. Is this the microphone I'm going to use here?
Yes, That is your microphone. Go ahead.
You know, Curly, you always try to upstage me with those stupid bagpipes of yours.
No, but you know, I took lessons.
You stink.
I do not.
I don't care how many lessons you took. You stink.
Yes, you do, Curly.
Curly, you do stink, sweetheart. Trust me. You stink.
I stink.
You stink. Robert, could you play your guitar and accompany me on this song of mine, which is called Sexy Eyes.
Do you have a lyric sheet or chart?
Curly, honey,
chart?
Yes. Could you please give the chart to Robert there?
This one here?
Yes, right there.
Okay, Robert, here you go. All right. Thank you, Curly. Let me get my guitar here and get set up.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You got your guitar, Robert?
I do. What key is the song in?
Oh, it's the key of F.
Ah, the old love key, yeah.
Of course. Robert, can you give me a little reverb?
I'm sorry, what?
Reverb, yes.
She wants reverb.
Right, try it.
Test.
There's no reverb.
I don't hear the reverb.
Wait, try it now.
Okay. Oh, yes. There's reverb. Yeah.
Good.
That sounds really good.
Oh, yes, it does.
Makes me sound so... kind of full-bodied.
Oh, boy, does it.
Yes. Cheeks, please. Yep, I'm ready.
On four. One, two. One, two, three, four.
All right.
Those sexy eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Teardrops are falling from your... sexy eyes.
Cheeks. Shut up, man.
Please don't cry.
I won't. Cheeks, I swear
this
to God.
This is just adios and not goodbye. Soon I will return.
Please, God.
Bringing you home. The love your heart can hold.
Cheeks, I swear to God, man, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Oh, why she stinks.
Say you and your sexy eyes.
Cheeks, I'm telling you,
wait for me. Say you and your sexy eyes will wait for me.
Cha-cha-cha.
Robert, you play that guitar about as good as I play my bagpipes.
Come on.
Robert, that was a little rusty.
We didn't
have a chance to rehearse. No. He just gave me the chart the 2 seconds ago.
Yes, and, you know, I haven't performed in a while, so I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, she's a little rusty.
You were covered in rust.
Oh, Edna, please.
Yes.
Honey, you know, besides being covered in rust, I don't want to be critical.
Of course not.
But what the hell was that?
Mr. Cheeks, that is...
You sounded like a human vibrator.
It's called vibrato.
Vibrato.
Yes, it's vibrato when you go...
That's vibrato. That's what
it
is.
You go...
Yes, she does not possess any natural vibrato, so she has to accentuate her vibrato, right, honey?
I have to compensate for it, yes.
And, sweetheart, always remember, you will always be number one. In my book.
Oh, sweetheart, thank you so
much. Oh, you're welcome.
And Curly?
Yes?
You will always be number two in my book.
Stop it, Cheek. Stop with the insults, please.
I couldn't resist.
Oh, you couldn't resist.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's move on, please.
Yeah, but he's always insulting me, Robert. I get very tired of
it. I know, but he doesn't mean it, do you, Cheek?
No, I don't.
He does.
Of course Harry doesn't mean it. He's just being a joker.
He's a joker.
Enough already from both of
us. Oh,
so
fine.
Let's just move on. Honey, thank you so much for sharing that lovely song with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Which was number one with a bullet in the Philippines.
It was, yes.
Now I know why the bullet was involved with that song.
Why must you just bust my bubble?
I'm just being honest, honey. That's all.
Couldn't you just lie a little bit like you lie about your age?
I don't lie about my age.
You lie like a discounted person. Persian rug.
And you lie through your tooth.
At least I have a tooth.
Now you're getting into it. Come on.
She said I don't have any teeth.
You've got a couple, okay, so don't worry about
it. My teeth are covered by crowns, so what?
Yes, we all have crowns. Yes. Big deal. Robert,
yes,
isn't it time for us to go to Las Vegas?
Yes, it is. All we right. promised you a live Las Vegas show. And Robert, we are going to go to Las Vegas right now.
Robert, the man calls himself Enos the Penis and the Love Spots.
Only because Elvis the Pelvis was stolen from him, exactly. If you recall.
Allegedly, Robert. Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly, yes. But I believe Enos.
I believe Enos as well, because
shut up,
I can see where he was practicing in his garage with the you know, with his band, and Elvis came by on his bicycle.
Right.
And he stole his act.
Allegedly. Robert, why must you torture these Come poor on, people Edna. With Enos?
People love Enos and the Love Spots. Yeah. He's a great entertainer.
Nobody loves Enos. He is almost 80 years old.
So?
He's old, fat, and bald.
Well.
And still trying to make it in show business.
Well, little Edna.
What is it, moron?
You know I can hear you, right?
I'm sorry, Enos. You weren't supposed to hear that. I'm going to turn off the satellite. I'll come back to you in just a minute, okay? Edna, what are you doing?
He bugs the crap out of me. You know that.
I know that, but he's always there for us. Yeah, whenever we need some music, whenever we need someone to perform, he is always there. So we have to return the favor.
Whatever. But I don't have to like it.
Fine.
You know?
You don't have to like it. But tonight is a very special night for him.
Uh-huh.
It's his opening night at the Palace.
But I thought they were in the waiting room of the world's largest Jiffy Lube in Vegas.
No, they closed there last week. Now they are at the Palace.
Oh.
So right now, let's go to Caesar's Palace via satellite.
Uh-huh.
Let me turn it on here. Something's wrong here. It's not coming on.
You're on the wrong channel. It's channel 253.
253?
Yeah.
All right. 253.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I think I can hear an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear it too.
Enos, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
I hear you just fine, man.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, we are back. We are ready to hear you perform. As you know, we're doing the live stream for The Cure 2023.
Uh-huh.
People all over the world will be listening to you perform, so we are very happy to have you with us here on the Angry Old Man podcast.
Well, that's just fine, man. I'm so happy that you could be here for my opening night here at the Palace.
Yes, we are thrilled for you. This is your return engagement.
Oh, yeah.
We can hear the audience. You must be in the showroom.
Well, not as such.
Well, then what room are you playing?
Well, we are playing the world's largest men's room.
Not the men's room again.
Can y'all hold it down back there? I'm trying to talk here.
There's your answer, Robert.
What answer?
In the men's room. That's where the man is playing.
Hey, little Edna, is that you?
Yes, Enos, this is Edna.
You want to see my cobra?
Are you nuts?
Hi, Mr. Enos. It's Honeydew.
Oh, hello, Honeydew. Enos, knock off that hello, Honeydew crap, all right? Are you afraid I'm going to steal your woman?
Hell no.
Because you know the ladies love. Enos.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right. The ladies do love Enos, but you're performing in the world's largest men's room, man.
Yeah, but it's in Las Vegas at the Caesar's Palace, man. How many people can say that they played at the Palace?
They would be too embarrassed to admit it.
Oh, little Edna, you're always such a tease.
Listen, Enos, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
What song are you going to do for us today?
Well, the Love Spuds and I would like to perform for you a song that is all about our appearance here at the world's largest men's room at the Caesar's Palace. It's called The Men's Room.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Enos the Penis and the Love Spuds.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here we go, boys. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Big star out of me, and you're gonna see the biggest show in Vegas. And all you gotta do is come in and pee.
All right.
Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. We'll pack all the urinals and stalls. Enos and the love spots will be big stars. As long as you don't piss on the walls. Well, I hope you come and see us at the palace. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest show that ever hit Las Vegas. And all you gotta do is come in and pee. Strip in Vegas, entertaining while you're crapping in your stall. Well, I bet you we're gonna be big stars. We'll fill all the urinals and stalls. And if you leave a generous tip behind, there's no chance you'll get kicked in the balls. So I hope you and see us at the palace. It's the best show that you'll see for free. But please keep all the farting to yourself, or you'll get kicked in the ass, that's guaranteed. It's the best show that you'll ever see for free. And all you gotta do is come in and pee. All you got to do is come in and pee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Enos the Penis and the Love Spot.
Oh, that was
thank you. Thank you very much for that less than generous round of applause.
Oh, that was just lovely, Enos.
Oh, thank you, honey.
And by the way, Enos, the show is free, correct?
Oh, yeah, man. All you got to do is just come in and pee, and you get a free show.
There is nothing like it in Las Vegas.
There is nothing like it in the world.
That's right, little Edna. We are one of a kind in the world.
All right, Enos, thank you so much. We are out of time. We appreciate you playing for us, and we wish you continued good luck in Las Vegas.
Thank you, my friend.
So long, my friend.
Drop dead, my friend.
Hope you get hit by a bus, my friend.
Hope you get an STD, my friend.
You know I can hear you, my friend.
Sorry, Enos. Let me turn off the satellite here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the rainbow here. It was our honor and pleasure to spend some time with you here on the live stream for The Cure 2023. Please click on the link and donate as much as you can.
Oh, yes.
Honey, thank you so much for sharing your song with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Robert.
Girlie, thank you so much for helping us out, too.
Well, that's what friends are for, my friend.
And you too, Cheeks.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun having you with us.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks, Robert.
And we want to thank our friend Nicholas Haskins for inviting us here.
Absolutely.
And we hope that we made a little bit of difference in his effort to raise funds for cancer research.
Thanks again for listening, and we hope that you will download the Angry Old Man podcast, available on all the podcast directories or at angryoldmanpodcast.com. So long, everybody.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart.
Thank you.